chapter 1, Mishnah 3. Ketzad Arba. Four. What's the step of where you get four transmissions? So, Kalim Hanogin Bemais. A utensil touches a corpse. And again, this is the case where the utensil becomes Avia Voisatuma. So, that's the first step. The Adam Bekalim. And now a person touches the utensil, right, which touched the corpse. So, the person becomes an Avatuma. The Kalim Ba'adam. And now we have the next exception, that a utensil touches this person, the utensil also becomes an avatumah. It also stays on his level. So the sword that touched the corpse stayed on the level of corpse impurity. And if a person is corpse impure and a utensil touches him, it also stays on his level if he's corpse impure. So the utensil also becomes avatumah. Right? So again, the case is, the, let's say the sword touches the body, the sword becomes avia voisatuma. The person touches the sword, he drops down one level, he becomes avatuma. Now the utensil touches him, also avatuma. It stays on his level. That's the three steps. And then haravi, if something else touches that utensil, bain adam bain kalim, whether it's a person or utensil, tametumas erev. It becomes first level. It's only tuma for one day until nightfall. So you've got four steps over there. Boom, boom, boom. And that's the case of four that we said in the first Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, yeshli chamishi. I can think of a case where there are five steps, says Rabbi Akiva. And what are they? Hashpud hatachov ba'oil. A stake that's wedged in a tent, a stake meaning a metal pole that's wedged in a tent. Ha'oil v'ashpud, the pole, the tent and the metal pole. V'adam, and a person, hanogaya b'shpud, that touches the pole. V'kalim ba'adam, and also a vessel that touches the person. All of these will become impure if there's a corpse. There's a corpse in the tent. There's a corpse in the tent. Tamei tuma shivan. All of these are impure to avatuma. Right? Avatuma. Hachamishi, and then if any of these touch something else, bein adam bein kalim tamei tumas erev, it will become the first level. Okay, so you're right. So this is the machlokas, because Amru Loi, they said to him, and this is Shaq's question, Aina oil mit chashav, the tent doesn't count. Rabbi Akiva is saying that because the only reason all of these things are tamay is because there's a tent. There's a body in a tent. So it's like the tent is transferring the impurity to everything else. But the sages say, no, the tent doesn't count. That's not one of the steps of transmission. We don't count it as a step of transmission. It goes straight from the corpse, straight to the tent pole, straight to the tent pole, which the person touches, which touches the vessel, etc. You don't count the tent as one of the steps. And therefore, this isn't five steps. It's only, it will be four steps. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim.